Let me ask you this. How high, this is the world's toughest coffee cup competition. How high do you think you could actually drop a coffee cup before it would shatter onto pavement?
100 feet.
Really?
What are you talking about?
It's a students, and they make up these tough coffee mugs, and they drop them.
Oh, no, this is not the egg drop, is it? You know, the egg drop, you're allowed to package it in something.
Well, you're allowed to, like, design this thing, but there's a few rules. That it has to
make mine out of steel.
Okay, it has to be made solely of... No. It has to be made solely of ceramics, have a handle, and be fired to a minimum temperature of 572 degrees Fahrenheit, and you have to be able to drink out of it to prove that it's not toxic. I can imagine that. Call me my worst, but if you drink out of it, you're dead in 2 minutes, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sodium, silicon arsenide, right?
Well, do you get to perform this taste test after or before you win?
You have to do it right before you drop the mug.
Oh.
So, and it cannot leak after it gets done. But as far as the design is concerned, you're pretty much, you know, on your own.
Does the person drinking it before you drop it have to be human?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You said person.
Person. But how high do you think that's going to be made out of ceramic?
20 feet.
Well, 12 is the record.
12?
Yeah.
I can't believe that even makes it 12.
It's pretty amazing.
I can't believe it's more than 3, actually. 3 feet would just...
Yeah, University of Missouri Rolla left a dent in the pavement. And they did theirs. Now, they...
Of course, you said it fired to a minimum of what?
572 degrees Fahrenheit.
This was probably fired to 6,000 degrees.
Probably. Well, I can tell you...
And when you say ceramic, you know, there's lots of different kinds of ceramic.
I'm going to tell you about this ceramic.
This is the chromium titanium ceramic.
Yeah, this is something.
Non-metallic.
This is unobtainium, as the hangar dog would say.
Unobtainium.
Okay, the deal is that the team made the Hardy winning mugs out of aluminum oxide and zirconium oxide. Zirconium in another form, cubic zirconia, looks like diamonds, of course. Aluminum oxide makes a sturdy artificial hip.
Don't tell my wife.
Zirconium oxide in the mug makes the aluminum oxide tougher to crack. So basically that's why they did it. And other people put a false bottom in there, which they were allowed to do, so that could actually, you know, shatter and kind of break the fall.
And this is important for what reason?
Well, because we were coming up with some Jimmy Doan coffee mugs, and we figured when we make people pissed off enough and they throw this thing, we want to make sure, you know, it doesn't just shatter. We wanted to prove that the Jimmy Doan show is indestructible. No, I don't know. I have no idea why it came
I was thinking about making it absolutely turn into some razor sharp shards. So as soon as it hit the wall, everything within about 8 feet would die.
No, what you do is we fill the interior of it with a white powder. So when it shatters, it's, you know, like an anthrax scare. Then we get on national news.
Oh, that's good. Or cocaine.
And then we get on international news.
That's it.
Either way.
Hey, man, somebody's like, hey, was that yours, man?